Authorities in Raleigh, North Carolina, are blocking access to that mobile home park where three children were killed by the weekend's ferocious storms. And search and rescue teams are still looking for victims after tornadoes killed 45 people across six southern states. There were a record 92 tornadoes in North Carolina alone, what meteorologists call a family of funnels that left a swath of destruction unmatched by any spring storm since the mid-1980s. One of the hardest hit places, Birdie County. It's a rural area about 2 hours east of Raleigh. Let's start there. Azee Lam is Birdie County manager. Z, at least 22 people died in North Carolina. Terrible losses. People must be in shock today.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to storms. We're used to hurricanes. We're used to minor tornadoes. But we aren't used to 11 of our citizens in Birdie County perish. Yeah. So everybody is sort of in shock, no doubt.
I can hear some helicopters going overhead, obviously.
That's the governor coming in to visit the area.
Well, tell us what it was like when it was happening, because, you know, we're reading reports in other parts of North Carolina of, for instance, 140 people eating in a Golden Corral restaurant in Sanford in the middle of the state. They had just seconds to herd these diners into, you know, meat lockers and such. And across the street, there was that Lowe's where 70 people were herded into a storeroom and the roof was ripped off that Lowe's. But we were wondering, you know, why were people out eating and shopping when this storm was coming? So how does it work? Did you know that you were in the middle of this cluster of tornadoes? What kind of warning did you have?
The National Weather Service had given us a tornado warning, but unlike Texas or Oklahoma or Kansas, we don't have a siren system for tornadoes. Mm-hmm. This was a rare occurrence to have such a powerful tornado. You know, when you watch storm watchers, you see a little funnel cloud hitting the ground. In this case, you had a tornadoes, or at least one that was at least a half mile wide, hit the ground and continued for 6 to 8 miles. If you were in the path of that tornado, it destroyed your house. We've had 67 homes totally destroyed, and so just in this one county, in this one part of the county, we saw that many homes destroyed.
Well, we understand of those 11 deaths in your county, three were from one family.
Several residents
of a nursing home also died. Do I understand you were speaking to a volunteer who was helping search through rubble for survivors, who was an Iraq war veteran who had a unique point of view?
Right. He's a town manager in a nearby town, and he'd been to Iraq for two tours, and he said, you know, this is worse than anything I ever saw in Iraq. You know, it's devastating. When you look at the aerial view of this path, it just knocked out everything in its way.
Including landscape, which, you know, for the farming community, we understand is devastating. Thousands of acres were ruined.
I mean, I was just talking to one farmer who planted his crops on Friday, and he said now there's more debris in the field than there is corn seed.
We're accustomed to people recovering, you know, from this kind of devastation. Do you see, I mean, how would you gauge it? Are people going to be without jobs because of this? How soon do you think the county might come back?
This is a very rural county, 700 square miles, 21,000 residences. It's certainly going to be a recovery period that we're all going to have to go through, but, you know, we'll dig ourselves out of this and move on.
Zee Lam, county manager of Birdie County in North Carolina, after Saturday's devastating family of tornadoes went through town. Zee, thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.